about how we feel about things. It's that you have to put the stiff upper lip thing. It's just not real.
It's not real.
And you miss, you're missing out on so much just by always denying the the other side of life, which is
absolutely
so real.
Sean, how are you doing there?
We do a regular walk around the cemetery in King's Lynn. And I used to think about death an awful lot. And just imagining what it would be like, and you know, it's like as you go closer towards the point where it's, well, it's inevitable for everybody, but the younger you are, it's supposed to be, the less likely it's going to happen for a while. But you know, for all young people who do go early, it's just so sad. But I could just say so many things all at once, but. I used to be very kind of spiritually orientated and used to think that there always had to be a reason for everything, or you know, the reason why people die early. It's not so much about the fact that their life has been extinguished so quickly. It's about the effect that they have on everyone else. It's a major part of that reaction for everyone else that makes us all draw together and just realise just how important life is. Existence, whether it be a deathly existence or a lively existence, the fact that we...
Great news, man.
Are here or something, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm calling for. Me.
And so, therefore, imagining what it would be like to go into either nothingness for some people or freedom and meeting your maker, whatever that might be.
So, we've done what we need.
Or transcending into something completely different. Whether, you know, some people think that, well, you know, turn into a snake, or, you know, that's the reincarnation thing. Or
yeah,
or whether you go to another planet,
yeah,
into a different dimension. I mean, I love all of that. But for me, it's not real. I mean, I don't see ghosts. I feel things. Mm. I feel different energies. But I believe that certain people can see things. Other people feel things. Other people hear things. You know, I don't hear voices, but I feel things.
In many cultures are based around those kind of feelings.
But that's a genetic thing that, you know, I'm not built to see things. I don't think I'm genetically programmed to be able to see something, but maybe I'm programmed to feel things, you know?